A casino in your backyard causes more headaches than it's worth.
That's Milwaukee District Attorney E. Michael McCann, well known for his opposition to tribal casinos.
Crime goes up. Social problems burden the human services system and create the need for expensive public responses.
His advice to Kenosha voters in this radio ad is part of one group's efforts to defeat the referendum.
I urge you to vote no.
The ad is paid for by Casino Free Kenosha, a church-based group that includes 55 local clergymen who oppose the plans to convert the failing Dairyland Greyhound racetrack into a huge entertainment and casino complex. Baptist minister Dwayne Anderson heads the group. He's particularly concerned about the impact the casino might have on the schools. The Menominee tribe has promised to donate $2.5 million to the local school district each year, but Anderson says the casino will attract low-wage workers whose children will place expensive demands on the community.
Many of the students who come do not necessarily speak English, so you have to have translators. And then many of these families have some dysfunctional issues, and so there's the need for counselors and those kinds of issues. And when all is said and done, it costs the schools far more than that $2.5 million every year.
But supporters of the casino from a group called Jobs for Kenosha are running ads with a completely different spin.
We need to bring new, good-paying jobs here, and building a casino will do that. A casino will bring more than 3,000 jobs to our community. That makes me want to stay here.
The group is funded by local labor unions and the financial backers of the casino. Spokesperson Bev Jambois says there are plenty of local residents in need of the jobs the casino will create.
We have 4,000 people out of work in Kenosha. We have 11,000 people unemployed in Racine. There's not going to be an influx of people coming in to take these jobs. It's just not going to happen. This is the best thing that could happen to our taxpayers in this town.
The Menominee are promising to pay the city and county more than $500 million over 22 years from casino profits. But another set of TV ads, funded by a group backed by the Potawatomi tribe, question those promises.
It's raining promises in Kenosha. The big developers desperately want to build a casino here. Lots of promises, no guarantees.
The ads don't raise the obvious question of whether the Menominee Casino would drain customers from the Potawatomi's lucrative Milwaukee Casino just a half an hour's drive north. But Potawatomi Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford is clearly concerned about the economic competition a new casino would bring.
This is a whopper of a project that is not only going to impact Kenosha, but it's going to have an impact on the rest of the state of Wisconsin. In essence, it's an instant downtown Milwaukee entertainment district.
But Menominee Tribal Chairperson Joan Delabrew says her tribe's new casino and the Potawatomi's could both be successful, and she says the 8,000 tribal members she represents need the revenues their new casino could generate.
You know, we have to make this push. This is probably our last push that could ultimately provide the finances for the needed services of our tribe, would provide services for our police force, our elders, our children, Head Start, daycare, you name it.
If voters do approve the project, it will still need a green light from federal officials in Washington and from Governor Doyle. Department of Administration Secretary Mark Morata says local community support is one of several factors the governor will look at.
All the factors will come into play. It'll be, you know, the amount of jobs. Are we attracting new money or are we just taking money from one tribe and giving it to another tribe? Are we helping tribes that need help, some of the poorer tribes? Those kinds of things are all going to be considered.
Morata says there could potentially be three new tribal casinos vying for customers on Wisconsin's border with Illinois. In addition to the Kenosha proposal, the St. Croix and Bad River Chippewa tribes hope to share the revenues from a new casino in Beloit. And the Lac des Flambeaux Chippewa hope to open another one in Schulzburg. All three are awaiting decisions from federal officials in Washington. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.